Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Giannis Antetokounmpo.
The Bucks game is over. And now, it's time for the longest-running Pro Hoops post-game show in Milwaukee. Hear from the players.
The most important thing, we trust one another. What happened, we trust one another, and that's why we came up with the win.
The head coach.
We're just going to have to be more disciplined. He's going to have to be more disciplined.
And the fans.
We have some talented players, no doubt about that. But at the end of the day, you're not going to be able to compete at this level of the NBA with what we have going on.
This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show. Presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza. Now, here's Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 105.7 FM, The Fan.
You know, it really is amazing to be a Bucks fan right now. It really is. It truly, truly is an amazing time to be a Milwaukee Bucks fan. The Bucks win again tonight, 140-126 over the Minnesota Timberwolves. By that score, if you did not watch the game, you'd be like, oh yeah, they rolled easily over the Timberwolves. But if you watch the game, you realize this was not an easy contest for the Milwaukee Bucks. I think going in, you thought it was going to be easy. No Karl Anthony Towns. He's recovering from a car accident or whatever. Concussion protocol. But you really thought that, at least I did. I don't know about you, but I thought it was going to be easy. And it was tough. About three and a half quarters. It's a tough ball game. It was competitive pretty much the whole way through to the Bucks. Really, I think at the end of the day, the Bucks decided, okay, this has been fun, but we're going to turn up the defense a little bit here in the fourth and see what y'all do with it. And that was about it. They outscore them in the fourth, 33-17. But Minnesota put up a good fight. They really did. Let's go inside the box score here, and I'll tell you what the numbers look like.
How did tonight's game add up? Let's go inside the box score. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video, home entertainment and commercial audio video. Simply done right. ABCAudioVideo.com. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
.140-126 Bucks over the Minnesota Timberwolves. If you're just tuning in, we will have Matt Velasquez on from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about an hour and 5 minutes or so, hour and 10 minutes or so from right now. He'll join us. Rami Makhlouf, formerly of the Wendy's Big Show, now of Score North. He will join us coming up at 10:35 Central Time. 10:35, Rami Makhlouf reunited again. I'm not sure if it'll feel good or not, but we'll be reunited. Coming up at 10:35, inside the box score we go. Giannis, 33 minutes, 9 of 16, 3 of 4 from 3, 6 of 6 from the line, 27 points, 10 boards, 7 assists, a steal, 2 blocks. Anthony Mandela is here. The chairman of Nobody's Fan Club is here as well. And Evan, you're never going to see the guy play again, right? I mean, I think Evan knows this. DJ Wilson's, he's done. Maybe he can come intern for Evan. That'd be fun, right? Would you mind having him as an intern?
Of course not.
He can screen calls for us and do stuff for you.
Yeah, I need a personal assistant.
Yeah, you could set him for some coffee if you want or whatever.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So if DJ Wilson's looking for something to do during games, you can come hang out with us. Anthony Mandela, Giannis had 27 points, 10 boards, 7 assists, a steal, 2 blocks, 6 of 6 from the line, 3 of 4 from 3, 9 of 16 from the floor. Outside of 3-point shooting, hitting 3 threes, by Giannis standards, it was a ho-hum game. That stat line is damn good. And by his standards, it was a good game. All right game. It was pretty good. You know, had a couple defensive plays, kind of touched the game in different areas. The fact that he's getting to shoot that three a little bit, hits all of his free throws, to me, that makes me more excited than anything.
That was big. The free throws for me were big.
A couple threes right there early on in the game.
The thing for Giannis, as you mentioned, though, like it was kind of a pedestrian day for him. It wasn't so much the plays that he made, it was ones that he didn't make that were really out of character.
Yeah, and it, but again,
missed dunks, missed layups.
Sure, but just think about it.
Out of position, but the kind of things you don't expect from him at this point.
Fine, but this off day, as you would say, hell of a good day for everybody else that would pull it up that stat line. We'd be celebrating head over heels. Now, Chris Middleton, 33 minutes. He had a nice night. 10 of 18 from the floor, 4 of 10 from 3, 4 of 4 from the line, 28 points, 7 boards, 3 assists. You see that stat line, you go, oh, Middleton had a good game. Way to go, Chris. And then you look at guys, and go, it's all right. Brook Lopez, 32 minutes, 7 of 13 from the floor, 30 of 8 from 3, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, 19 points, 7 boards, 1 assist, 1 steal, 4 block shots. He was big down the stretch defensively for the Bucks, and 1 turnover, including that taunting that he did on Sarge, which, yeah, if that's somebody else that does it to the Bucks, you get mad. As soon as he was doing it, I'm like, he's going to get blown for a whistle. And they blew him for a whistle. And then what I loved even more was, to tell you how good this team is and how kind of confident this team is, they were all laughing about it on the Bucks, the fact that he got whistled for staring the guy down. So Bledsoe, 30 minutes, 6 of 11 from the floor, 1 of 4 from 3, 3 of 3 from the free throw line, 16 points, 5 boards, 7 assists, 2 steals, 3 turnovers. Malcolm Brogdon, 30 minutes, 5 of 11 from the floor, 2 of 4 from 3, 4 of 5 from the free throw line, 16 points, 5 boards, 4 assists, a steal, and 2 turnovers. Miritich, hey, this is playoff Miritich, right here, that right there, what you just saw from Miritich, and then what you saw from Ersan wins you games in the postseason, if they can do this in the postseason. That's why you got Miritich. 18 minutes, he played 18 minutes, he scored 17 points in 18 minutes. What more do you want? 7 of 11 from the floor, 3 of 6 from 3, 6 boards to go along with the 17 points, an assist, a steal, and 2 blocks. Huge. Ersan Ilyasova, he's accepting all apology letters at any time if you want to send them to him in the mail, courtesy of the Milwaukee Bucks. 4 of 8 from the floor, 3 of 4 from 3, 2 of 2 from the free throw line, 13 points, 7 boards. Telling you, you got 30 points from two guys on your bench. You get 30 points in bench scoring to go along with all 5 of your starters doing what they did tonight. You're going to be tough to beat. Going to be tough. And I don't care who you're playing. I don't care if it's Golden State. You're going to be a problem for teams. Sterling Brown, 16 minutes. 2 of 2 from the field for him. 4 points, 2 assists, and 1 rebound. 16 minutes for Pat Connaughton. He didn't make a shot and didn't put up any stats either. Tony Snell, only 9 minutes tonight. He missed his only shot, had a rebound to go along with a couple fouls. George Hill, 4 minutes, 0 of 2 from the field, both 3-point shots. Did have 3 assists in his limited time. I would love to know, like, what dictates George Hill only playing 4 minutes and Tony Snell only 9? And what dictated Brown and Connaughton both getting 16? Like, that's the type of stuff that intrigues me from how guys coach and the decisions they make. 52.1% shooting from the Bucks, 48.5% for Minnesota, 19 of 43, good for 44.2% from three-point range for Milwaukee. Timberwolves, 12 of 26 for 46.2% free throws, 21 of 22 for the Bucks, 16 of 20 for the Timberwolves. Rebounds, 49-41, Bucks advantage there. And turnovers, 11 for Milwaukee, 10 for the Minnesota Timberwolves. Bucks now, 140 to 126 winners, and they are continuing just beat whoever gets in front of them. Just, it doesn't matter. Whoever it is, we're just going to beat you and continue to move on. And if you come into our house, we're going to just take care of business and do it. And we'll see if this continues into the postseason moving forward. Let's do X Factor of the game. We already talked about it a little bit, but let's get to that too.
Giannis tracks it down and jams.
There's always something unexpected that changes the game.
It's going to be crazy, man.
Here's tonight's X Factor of the game. Brought to you by Bryant & Stratton College Athletics. Offering athletic scholarships in 15 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com.
All right, so 140-126, Bucks over the T-Wolves. And the X Factor of the game, I'm going to go with the bench. Miritich and Ersan Ilyasova, like I said, 30 points combined from those two guys. Just a huge deal for this Milwaukee Bucks team. Without them, they lose this basketball game. Pretty simple. If you were getting pedestrian scoring like you had been getting, prior when you were relying on DJ Wilson and Tony Snell and those guys to get this done, and they necessarily couldn't. DJ Wilson had a nice little stretch, but really couldn't do it consistently. Now you've got two vets that are both playoff tested, both can hit the long ball, the three-point shot, and old buddy, watch out. And if this Bucks team figures out a way to get a wing that can shoot, see a Sterling Brown and Pat Connaughton, you'll be on the bench watching. They get one more legitimate guy that can score off the bench, and you can have three guys with George Hill, the steadying influence in the playoffs. It's going to be tough. I'm just amazed. I just am. My question tonight, again, we're only got like a half hour, 35 minutes for topics and before Rami comes on, and then we're going to babble ourselves. But tell me this. How many times do you think this year you've gone into a game thinking the Bucks were probably going to lose? How many times do you think that's happened? And do you remember who the opponents were when you thought they were going to lose? Right? So how many times have you do you remember them, you thinking, going into the game, before the game started, that they were going to lose? Then who were those teams that you thought they were going to lose to? I'm just curious. I mean, this team hasn't lost back-to-back games all year. It's been unbelievable, the runs they've been on. They've been dominant at home. They took care of the T-Wolves again tonight. Maybe not as easily as everybody thought it was going to be. It came down in the fourth quarter. But still, when they needed to, defense got stops. They started hitting shots, and it was curtains. 140-128, Bucks over the T-Wolves. Let's go to the phones. 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops post-game show presented to you by Screaming Sicilian Frozen Pizza. Get the pepperoni one. It's delicious. Love it, love it, love it. Where to, Mr. Mandela?
Jim in Chicago. You're on the fan.
What's up, Jim?
Hey, how are we doing tonight?
Good.
Excellent. Hey, you know, I know you were talking about the Bucks facing the pretty tough game tonight, even though on paper we didn't think it was going to be this tough, but you know, I got to say, I think the Bucks have proven they're not a fluke this year. Obviously, they got the best record in the league, and every team's going to be gunning for them. And even the teams with not such good records, I mean, they got guys that are getting paid too. It's not like there are no slouches out there. So I think if they're getting the best from every team, that's going to be good for us because I think we need these tough games as we head into the playoffs. Because yeah, there's going to be no easy games in the playoffs.
I wonder. I think that's a really, really good question to ask teams in other cities and national guys as far as whether or not you really are getting that. We know Golden State gets that every time, right? Because they win rings and they have to deal with that. Normally, any team LeBron is on gets that as well because everybody wants to beat LeBron. I wonder if the Bucks have earned that type of respect around the league based just on record where now the rest of the year they're going to get that.
I think that it's maybe a little bit, it's getting there. And I really think after Sunday night with Giannis and Middleton being able to get showcased on national TV a little bit, that people are starting to recognize the Bucks and who they are.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how this whole thing plays out. Thanks for the call, Jim, and how that respect factor turns out to be from the other teams. Charles Barkley, not a big fan, but Charles Barkley, the other night, they asked Barkley about winning the East. What's he think? Wouldn't say Milwaukee. Nope. Well, you know, Philly made a trade. And Toronto's got Kawhi Leonard. Can't count them out. And then Boston with all their talent. Yeah, I just don't know. That's where Charles Barkley is. And folks, I'm telling you, that's where most of the NBA is. Executives and other guys, players. I think everybody looks at those four teams and says anybody can be in the NBA Finals. Bucks could be in the NBA Finals for sure. Toronto can. Philly can. Boston can. And I was just telling Mandela in the break, Indiana just continues to win. Even though there's no Oladipo and it's Wes Matthews, they just keep putting teams down, being teams. I still don't think they can get to the second round of the playoffs. But if they do, they're going to upset somebody down there, that 5-4 matchup probably. It's probably how this whole thing is going to turn out. I don't know. We'll see. All right. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, The Fan. Mr. Mandela, where to next?
Let's check in with Dana in Cudahy. Dana, you're on The Fan.
Good afternoon. I mean evening, Sparky.
What up, what up?
The last caller made a good point. I think we're getting teams' best shot now. even though, you know, we're not getting the respect that we deserve, because the teams are listening to the national pundits and they hear everything that's being said. The Bucks are good, but, you know, there's an asterisk, this and that. I think they still come in and they try to give us their best shot just because we're on the best record in the league. So, and the way we're still beating teams down, you know, it's got to be impressive. You asked the question about the last time I thought the Bucks would lose going into a game. Golden State here at home, I didn't think Golden State would lose to us twice. And I just felt that was going to be a loss, and they beat us. But the fact that we crushed them at home, you know, is good for us and our confidence in case we were to play them in the finals. Bucks in six.
I don't know if they need six. I mean, that's the thing. This whole Bucks in six thing, which Brandon Jennings is the one that created this whole thing, if you don't remember where this came from. I mean, you may need six or seven once you get to the second round and you get to the conference finals as far as there. That first-round matchup, I don't know. I mean, they may be able to get that done relatively quick. I'm not sure they might be able to do something very, very similar once they get into the playoffs. All right, before we get to a quick timeout and get to a sports flash with Anthony Mandela, let's go to the Screaming Sicilian Frozen Pizza play of the game.
We know you can do that. Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You're listening to the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. What play had you screaming? Brought to you by Palermo's Screaming Sicilian Premium Frozen Products and Kraft Pizzas.
All right, so here we go, and I was pointed out to me, and I knew this too. It wasn't his rib. Wasn't it his elbow? George Hill, earlier in the game, got dinged up and didn't come back there. She said it coming out of halftime that he got dinged up.
Yes, and I'm blanking on it now.
Yes, I thought he said, she said elbow. All right, we'll talk to Matt Velasquez about it.
They were so casual about it, I knew it wasn't a big deal, so I kind of just let it roll off.
She totally said it coming out of halftime, and I heard her say it, and then I just totally forgot about it. So, yes. So 140-128 bucks over the T-Wolves. All right, so let's see what Anthony Mandela has for the play of the game. Highlight courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin, and Marcus Johnson was on his game tonight.
Here on the shot clock, Bledsoe. Giannis, height advantage on Tyus Jones. He sees everybody, gets it back, and flushes right on the timer, right at the 24. Second buzzer. He has 24 points.
Left in the crowd. Wow. Left abductor strain for George Hill.
Left abductor strain.
So I don't know what that is.
Nah, I think it's somewhere over here.
Like your shank meat?
By the ribs or something, I think. I don't know. Google abductor. That I've heard before. I've heard of abductor strains before. The load management thing is still funny to me, though. 140-128 bucks over the T-Wolves. Let's get a sports flash from Anthony Mandela. Come back, take more of your calls. How many times have you gone in games this year as a Bucks fan thinking they're probably going to lose tonight? And in those situations, you remember who they were playing when you said it? I'm very curious because this has been the most, I'm not going to say bizarre, but crazy year in the aspect of you just don't go into games thinking they're ever going to lose. You just don't. It's at the point where you're surprised if they do lose a game. It just really is. Steve Sparky, Fiverr, Anthony Mandela, the chairman of the fan club that nobody else is in anymore. Back after this here on The Fan.
Marcus, it seems to me this has been a decent deflection game.
What defensive play stood out?
Giannis knocks that away from Love right at the rim.
Here's the Laborers Local 113 defensive play of the game. The Laborers Local 113 Milwaukee. Feel the power at LIUNA113.org. This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show, presented by Palermo Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
Welcome back. Bucks get the win over the T-Wolves tonight, 140-128. Defensive play of the game. Lots to choose from. Courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin, Pashkin, Marcus Johnson on the call, March 24th. If you don't have tickets, I don't know if it's sold out or not yet, but if you don't have tickets, figure it out. Be there for Marcus Johnson getting that jersey retired. It's a Sunday afternoon against the Crappy Cavs, and I'm sure there'll be a bunch of old Bucks players probably coming back for that retirement ceremony, and be a part of that. It's a pretty cool deal, and Marcus Johnson, well-deserved. Happy for the guy. Anthony Mandela, what we got for a highlight?
Defensive plays. Good for of the
you.
Game.
Look at you. All right.
Here's the cut off the ball.
Hot shot, Giannis. He gets Tyus Gibson.
Wow, he really bailed out the defense on that possession. Let's see if the Bucks can feed off of that.
Front row pass. Running flush.
Giannis comes out of nowhere. I thought Gibson looking to throw that thing down, but Giannis had other plans. Mean intentions.
Beautifully read by Bledsoe. He picks it off. Drives and is fouled by Teague. A 7-0 Bucks run. They can make it 8 with the free throw.
And it's all about the defense, Jim.
Nicely done, nicely done. All about the defense. Couldn't ask for a better play call for the defensive plays of the game.
That was like a 30-second window. They had a block for a fast break slam, a steal for a fast break layup.
And that's how, you know, this team is going to win in the postseason. And if you've noticed my tendency to keep saying postseason all night long, this is how it's going to be the rest of the year. Because it really is about how you're going to win in the postseason and things you take away from these games now that you can see them doing. And that's why Mirotić with 17, Ilyasova with 13. They combine to go 6 of 10 from three-point range. Ilyasova with 20, Mirotić with 18. Those are big, big, big points. That's how you win series in the playoffs when you get bench production like that. That's how it's going to work. I mean, Giannis did his job 27, 10, and 7. Middleton far exceeded his job with 28 and 7 and 3. And then the other three guys had good nights, and Lopez, Bledsoe, and Brogdon for the most part. But that bench is going to be huge for this Bucks team. It's just no question. All right, the question of the night is we anticipate Rami Makhlouf joining the show from Score North to talk about his Minnesota Timberwolves team. That'll come up 10:35 Central. We'll have Matt Velasquez from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel about 10:53 or so. And in the meantime, why don't you answer this question? How many times this year do you remember going into a game where you thought they were going to lose and you remember who they were playing? 414-799-1250, 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM The Fan, because as a long-suffering Bucks fan, I can't remember pretty much any, if any, where I thought they were going to lose. I'm just not there. I just go in every game expecting them to win at this point, and I'm kind of taking it back a little bit when they don't win. How crazy is that? All right, back to the phones. Where are we going, Mr. Mandela?
Teddy in West Allis punched up 414-799-1250. Now he's on the postgame show. Teddy, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, Smart?
What up?
Hey, I may have misunderstood the question the last time I thought we're... Are you asking the last time we thought we're going to win or lose?
Lose. You expect to win every night. But how many times this year have you thought they were... Before a game started, like... they're playing Philly tonight. They're probably not going to win tonight.
This year, not at all.
Right? Isn't that crazy?
I mean, I go into every game thinking we're going to win, and I called thinking the last time I thought we're going to win every time was back in 2001.
Even back then with George Karl, I don't know if I ever thought they were going to win every time. I don't know if I was at this point.
See, I was like 10 years old back then, so I thought we were going to win every time.
Sure.
And then that was around the time when I first became a real Bucks fan back then. My grandpa used to take me to games, and I got my Ray Allen rookie card signed by Ray Allen before a game one time.
Nice. That's worth some money.
And, yeah, it is. Unfortunately, it got lost in a move when I was younger. I don't even have it anymore.
Oh, my God. Oh.
But you know what? Honestly, I don't need the money. The memory of getting his autograph will never leave my mind. So I would say the last time I never thought the Bucks would lose a game was back in 2001 when I was pretty young. And, you know, the same feeling is today, you know, 20-some years later, you know, not even, but I'm enjoying this ride, and I cannot wait for the playoffs to see what this team can do. I have very high hopes, and I love this team.
Yep, I'm with you. Don't forget, we'll have post games throughout the postseason as well, so you can call in after every postseason game too. Hey man, thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem.
Do you when you hear stories like that, does it bother you? Because you saw me, I got visibly just upset when I heard that.
Yeah.
You get visibly upset when you hear that?
Not visibly upset, but only because my dad's told me the story before. Oh, he had a Herb Adderley autograph when he was a kid. That got lost. It wasn't like a fancy nothing to do. He just like ran into him at a restaurant or something. And he signed a napkin. But still.
My fiance's dad had an entire ball signed by the 67 backers, something like that. Joined the military. When he got back from the military, his parents had sold everything that he had. Got rid of it all. Gone. Had nothing. I don't know what I would have done. I mean, you see crazy stories on TV all the time about, you know, things happening to parents. You would have sold my 67 signed Packer football. I might be a statistic right now. I may not be here. I gave him process today. You didn't kill him. He did good. I'm proud of you. That is just crazy. I mean, that is, I can't even imagine. But I don't, see, for me, he said it was a movie, so he didn't blame his parents or anything, right?
Sure.
But, like, you hear stories all the times, like the one thing that, like, I get a little frustrated over, and I've never really told her that I get frustrated over or kind of mad about it, just because I know now how much it would be worth, but back then you had no idea. Like the original Star Wars figurines that I had back as a kid, and I had so many of them. And it's like, yeah, those are all long gone. Like, when we moved out, they weren't everything that she got rid of. And I never thought of keeping the Star Wars figures. I kept all my baseball and my football cards. Those, she wasn't touching those. I have all of those. But a lot of that other stuff, all the Hot Wheels cars and the Hot Wheels box sets, like, today we had Jackson's birthday party, by the way. That beef tenderloin from Robert Specialty Meats was off the chain good. Oh, my God. If you are looking to have a birthday party or something, it is simple. He had a pan of beef tenderloin, all individually sliced up into little slices. And I literally got home, warmed up the au jus sauce, and we were good to go for sandwiches. And literally every person had, like, multiple sandwiches that was there. It was amazing. Okay, sorry. But he got a Hot Wheels box, right? With all these different Hot Wheel cars to put in everything else. I was thinking to myself, man, I had a bunch of those too.
When I was a kid, I had the tracks you could like piece together and like put them all over the couch and the coffee table and drive your mom crazy because she's just trying to clean the house on a Saturday and you've got these tracks running all over the living room.
Totally did, yeah. So now we've totally sidetracked everything into that call. 140 to 128 bucks over the T-Wolves. Let's eye up the enemy for tonight's game.
Behold our mortal enemy. We're keeping an eye on the enemy. How did the bad guy look tonight? Sponsored by Coach's Pub and Grill on South 13th Street. Stop in today for lunch or dinner and try their fabulous Friday fish fry. Now open, Coach's on Lake Dunoon.
140, 128 bucks over the T-Wolves tonight as we look at the enemy's box score tonight, that being the T-Wolves. Derrick Rose played well. 23 minutes, 10 of 15 from the floor, 23 points, 4 assists, couple of rebounds for D. Rose off the bench. Kind of close to home, right down the street from, down the interstate, I guess, from Chicago. Tolliver, just, I swear to God, I don't know what his numbers are.
I didn't even know dude was in the league anymore.
I don't know
and
what.
And then he starts raining threes.
Yes. I don't know what his numbers are against the Bucks, but in the back of my head, after he hit the third one, I'm like, man, I feel like this dude kills us when we see him. I didn't go back to look to see what his numbers are against the Bucks, but my God, it feels like 25 minutes, 6 of 8 from the floor, 5 of 7 from 3, 17 points for Anthony Tolliver, 5 boards, an assist, and a block shot off the bench. Starters for them, Taj Gibson, former Bull, 20 and 6, 18 and 9 rebounds, 4 assists for Wiggins, 14 for Agogi as well, fine. To me, it was all about Rose and Tolliver off the bench. We talked about how good the Bucks bench was. I thought those two guys were huge for the T-Wolves and keeping them in this basketball game as well. T-Wolves put up 128 and got beat by 12, folks. They put up 128 and lost by 12. Think about that for a second. I got some tweets coming in. Let's see here. One says, tweeting at 105.7 FM, the fan, I like our chances in the playoffs as opposed to the other teams. They're the best player, point blank, period. Hashtag
Bucks in six. Derek tweets at the fan, says, I thought they were going to lose at Denver on the second night of a back-to-back and at Miami on a second night of a back-to-back. Next week at Utah, I think they're going to lose on a second night of a back-to-back. No doubt. Back-to-backs are tough. And then you take and make it a West Coast trip, like they're going to be starting here, makes it even more difficult. There's absolutely no question about that. West Coast trips are always tough for teams from the Midwest and from the East Coast, and it will be no different for this Bucks team. Am I going to expect them to lose, though? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe by the time we get to that point, depending on how hard the game is the previous night, maybe I'll be at that point. Marquette G tweets out 105.7 FM, the fan. I thought the last game in Toronto and at Houston would have been losses. Happy to be wrong. Yeah, I thought maybe the Rockets game was one game where I thought maybe they might have been able to lose that game. That might have been one for me as well, but still, it's tough to really think about games where you thought they were going to lose going in. What about you? 414-799-1250. 414-799-1250. Tweet us at 105.7 FM, the fan. Let's go to the injury report.
Who's banged up on the Bucks?
Once I felt I could put weight on it, I was like, I had to get back out there.
This is the McCormick Law Office Milwaukee Injury Report. McCormick Law Office, the back injury attorneys.
140, 128, Bucks over the Timberwolves tonight. Outscore the T-Wolves. It was a tight game through three quarters. Outscore the T-Wolves in the fourth, 33-19. Defense, bench play, big deals tonight for the Bucks. Defense really stepped up there in the fourth quarter to help close this thing out. Injury report, George Hill got dinged up during the game, and Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel, who will join us coming up in about half hour or so, had this to say on George Hill.
Yeah, the word from the locker room, I guess, a left adductor strain.
And where's the abductor,
those are,
Mandela?
That's the group of muscles, it looks like, that basically move your hip for you.
Oh, there you go.
So his left hip, essentially.
See, and the bad part here is they don't have anybody. I mean, they don't have another point that you feel comfortable with, or at least that I feel comfortable with, to run this show off the bench. So that means Bledsoe, Brogdon, Middleton, Giannis kind of all share responsibility, I think, going forward if Hill has to miss any amount of time for the Bucks. So hopefully he's not out too long. He'll be okay and be able to bounce back. Bucks get the win 140-128 coming up next. I think we're going to hear from Coach Mike Budenholzer. Don't forget, Rami Makala, formerly the Wendy's Big Show, now of Score North, covering the T-Wolves, the Twins, those Vikings. He'll join us coming up at 10:35, 15 minutes from right now. Rami Makala will be on the show. Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel will join us about 10:52, 10:53 in that area. Stay tuned for it. Coming up next, it's the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show presented to you by Screamin' Sicilian Frozen Pizza on the Fan.
Let's hear from the head coach. This segment is sponsored by Schneider. For over 80 years, they've been offering great careers with great benefits and more home time. Visit SchneiderJobs.com or call 1-800-44-PRIDE. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
140, 128, Bucks over the Minnesota Timberwolves. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, Anthony Mandela, the chairman of the Nobody Fan Club. Evan, other side of the glass. That's an inside joke because he's the chairman of the DJ Wilson fan club, but nobody's going to be talking about DJ Wilson the rest of the year unless somebody gets hurt. And I said, you know, if DJ Wilson wants to come over here, intern, hang out during games, screen calls for the post game show and stuff, he's welcome. He can come hang out with us. That's all right. I mean, I don't know if I'm going to let him co-host, but he can come screen calls and stuff. I mean, I don't think he should surpass you, Anthony.
No.
I don't think that would be fair at all.
No, and I mean, already, like, on Friday's big show, Leroy's wanting to take the updates from me. Pretty soon, I'm not going to have a job if you let DJ Wilson do all that.
That's going to happen.
Yeah?
Yes.
I was about...
That is going... Leroy Butler is going to do...
I was about half an inch away from just calling him back. I had the script. I was like, Leroy, if you can read, you can do it.
I have goals.
I'm already teaching him how to run the board.
Right. At some point this summer, Gary and Leroy both are going to do an update on a big show.
Let's do it.
At some point. Gary, I want Gary to do an update, and I want Leroy to do an update. Because I don't think either one of them really understand how difficult it really is to do it. Until they do it, they're not. And to do it live on the radio, I think would be classic.
I think it would be hilarious.
We'd queue it up for the best.
Don't you think it would be awesome?
I think it would be awesome.
And I think both of them would be willing to try it and give it a shot because they both have good sense of humors and are cool with it. So, okay, what were we doing? Budenholzer. Yeah. The Bucks head coach and Mike Budenholzer talked after a 140-128 victory. Here you go.
Just definitely, a lot of points. You know, credit to Minnesota. Those guys, you know, had some big stretches. I think it put a 39-point quarter on us coming out of halftime after a 70 at halftime. So, you know, not very happy with our defense, but credit to our guys for finding a way to, you know, kind of, I think, have a pretty decent defensive fourth quarter and make enough plays, to win a game. But certainly not our best tonight.
Is there anything you can point to with the defense that you were especially displeased with?
Would everything be a point? I our guys, I will tell you, they've been so good. So, you know, it's just hopefully it's like a blip on the radar. And I just, you know, our focus, our effort, everything just wasn't, you know, kind of to our standards. I feel like you could, you know, from start to finish, except for, I guess, the fourth quarter, I would say we were better.
What would you say was the difference in that fourth quarter defensively?
You know, I just, you know, a couple guys made some plays. I think we upped our activity, our aggressiveness. You know, Bled, you know, always tends to be a part of that. You know, he makes a couple steals and, you know, it felt like Malcolm, I remember, on a V-back and gets a steal. And it just felt like we turned them over. They were taking tougher shots. You know, we still didn't feel like we took care of the defensive boards, you know, as well as we'd like. But, you know, I think we were just more connected and more aggressive.
Just before the game, you mentioned that perhaps playing games is going to be the best way on the other end of the floor to click. 140 points again, 19 threes. What'd you see on offense?
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, I guess it's hard to argue with 140 points. And, you know, I thought Nico really helped us. Giannis, how many threes did Giannis have? You know, Giannis hits three threes. That's huge for us to get to 19. You know, so the points came, you know, both teams were just scoring it, you know, probably too high a clip. But I guess when we're talking about our offense, that's a good thing.
You just touched on the threes for Giannis. He hits threes up to 36% now since the turn of the new year. Earlier in the year when you kept on talking about just telling him to keep shooting and give him that confidence and he was receiving that from you, is this now some, I guess, positive results for that early work?
Yeah, I think so. You know, he's put a lot of time and energy and effort in, you know, from the beginning of the summer, you know, through and up into including today. So it's been a consistent message. We want him to shoot. We want him to feel confident. You know, I think the reps and the time he's putting in before and after practice with Ben Sullivan is really paying off, and you know, his mechanics, and it's all very subtle, but it's all, I think, you know, you're seeing it, you know, the positive results, and including even when he misses, I think the shots, you know, his shot is just getting better and better.
Obviously, George slipped a couple times there in the first quarter, has the left adductor strain. Just what's the latest on his injury and his status?
Yeah, I don't know anything more than what it's been labeled, I guess, a left abductor strain. And I know we're very hopeful that it's something lesser or minor, but I think tomorrow we'll know more.
This is the Pick and Save Milwaukee Pro Hoops postgame show. Let's get tonight's Wrench and Go drive of the game. Need auto parts? Wrench and Go is a self-service yard. Bring your own tools and access the lowest priced auto parts around. This is the only station Bucks fans need. 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Bucks get the win over the T-Wolves tonight, 140-128. Steve Sparky, Fife, Anthony Mandela, the chairman of the DJ Wilson Fan Club. Party of one, Evan, other side of the glass. Okay, so drive of the game. There's only one that I can think of because it was a great call by Paschke. The last couple of words of this highlight I thought were just beautiful. And Brooke Lopez with some swag, over or confidence, arrogance, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. Check this out, courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin.
Winchell ahead. Lopez, right-handed hammer. And hammers Saric down to the floor in the process. The fans stand for Brooke Lopez.
Yes, they did. They stood for Brook Lopez. He laughed after he did it. Stared down Saric on the ground before he ran to the other end. And then, of course, they blew the whistle on him. Bledsoe's laughing. He's getting some dab from a couple of his teammates. It just shows you where this team is right now as far as taunting is acceptable and cool and everybody's down with it. It's just pretty funny to me where they are right now, playing at a high level. Did you say Mike in Greenfield is next?
That's right. Mike in Greenfield, our boy.
What's up, Mike? How are you feeling, buddy?
Oh, I'm feeling great. It's a great time to be a sports fan in Milwaukee.
No doubt.
Or Wisconsin. I remember when the Bucks got, I think 2004, with the Big Three, when they got cheated out of going to the finals by an ex-Wisconsin coach, Stu Jackson.
Yep.
So there I mentioned that rub. Yeah, it seems like every move the Bucks make has a Midas touch. It's so interesting to hear them playing defense most of the time, and everybody fitting together. And I know we're not talking about the Brewers, but I'm really looking forward to that season.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I'm really excited too. Yep.
Now that I got blood pressure medicine.
Well, yeah, don't, Leah. I mean, if you have heart issues again, then I don't know. The Brewers will have to give you season tickets or something. At some point, you're just going to have to blame them for it. If it happens again this year, Mike, it's their fault, clearly.
I changed my lifestyle listening to the Big Show and Tim and that. I guess that kept me a little grounded, and it was like an awakening to have that heart attack. I got lucky, and I quit all my bad habits. So you guys love listening to the show. Great time in Milwaukee. Thanks a lot.
I appreciate it, buddy. Stay healthy.
Have
there he is.
Night.
Yep, there's Mike in Greenfield. All right, coming up next, we'll have Rami Makhlouf from Score North. We'll see what he has to say about his Minnesota Timberwolves. I just laughed just thinking about the fact he's got to cover Minnesota teams now. We'll hear from Sir Rami Makhlouf up next.
Passes ahead for Lopez. Lopez over the top of Saric to control the foul by Mirotić.
Great hustle starting with Brook Lopez just battling for the basketball, not conceding anything on the front inside by Saric. Kept it loose, allowed Malcolm to get to the basket, and Mirotić there to follow.
Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show. Steve Sparky, Fiverr, along with Anthony Mandela, the chairman of the DJ Wilson Fan Club. Evan, other side of the glass. That highlight, courtesy of Fox Sports Wisconsin. Paschke, Marcus Johnson on the call. Bucks take care of the T-Wolves, 140-128. It was a good game for three quarters. Bucks defense ratcheted up a little bit there in the fourth, and it was Curtins, just like Rami's career at the Fan. Curtins now joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline. He is Sir Rami Makhlouf. Good evening, Rami.
Good evening. Mandela is there, and he could call me to get me on?
No.
I'm too good for that.
Yeah, no, he's...
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
No, Evan does that. Evan takes care of it. But wow. DJ Wilson doesn't play anymore, so he may be in here the next time we talk to you. Rami, I got to know, yeah. Man. How you feel covering a bunch of teams that wear purple, man? It's got to be a little weird.
There's one team that wears purple. What do you mean a bunch of teams?
Well, I guess the Twins don't. I mean, the Timberwolves did wear purple back in the day. The Vikings still do wear purple, and nobody.
Well, the Bucks wore purple too, and Ja Rule was wearing purple tonight for his 90s night halftime show. Even though his first album didn't come out until it was almost 2000. Did you see the clip of that where the music was starting for Ja Rule?
No.
It's amazing.
I have no interest in Ja Rule, no matter what year it is. So tell me this. This T-Wolves team here, Karl Anthony Towns out. What's the feel like up there? Is it like how it was for the Bucks back in the day, or is it like how it was for the Bucks like 2-3 years ago where they think maybe something special could happen?
It reminds me of the Bucks maybe like, not 2 or 3 years ago where you kind of had the feeling like something special would happen, but just before that where you were just hoping they could make something special happen because you knew you had something with Giannis. You weren't sure what it was yet, but you knew you had something with Giannis.
and they just couldn't seem to get the right combination of players around him, and that's a lot of how it feels like up here, Sparky, with Carl Anthony Towns. The dude is special, and, I mean, he's gotten even better since Jimmy Butler left, but they haven't put the right pieces around him, and a big obstacle in putting the right pieces around him is you gave a max deal to Andrew Wiggins, and he is not giving you max deal production, and that will cripple a franchise. So they either have to find somebody to take Wiggins off their hands or find a way to crack whatever code that is of unlocking peak Andrew Wiggins, because they have not seen that since they gave him that money.
What about Saunders as coach now? Flip Saunders' kid running the deal there. I've always liked him. I mean, I talked to him once or twice back in the day when his dad was around when we were at NBA draft combines. So I'm proud to see that he's getting a head coaching opportunity here. What did you think? What do you think of him so far?
It's hard to get a good read on him. I mean, you can't help but to like the dude.
Yep.
He's a real personable, likable dude.
Just like his dad.
You kind of root for him, but as far as how good a coach he is, you almost have to grade him on a curve, because he took over sort of a chaotic situation after Thibodeau was fired. And on top of that, they had injuries on top of injuries on top of injuries. They were down to their fourth or fifth point guard on the depth chart, Sparky, before a few guys came back from injuries. So you it's hard to judge him, and I don't think the person who's going to judge him is in the building yet. They're going to get a new GM or president of basketball operations this offseason, and if they're smart, you know from our years together on the Big Show, I always think it's the smart thing to do to let a new GM come in and pick his coach rather than forcing him to inherit the guy who was there before. So I like what I've seen from Ryan Saunders. It's hard to get a full read on him, but I don't think that whoever is making that decision is even here right now.
They should go hire somebody from a successful organization. That's what I tell them to do. That's it. Serious. I'd go find.
Do you have any ideas?
Yeah, Larry Harris. That's what I do. I mean, that would be a great situation for you if that happened.
That would be a good situation for me.
Yeah, buddy.
I'm going to blow the horn for Larry Davis. I want Larry.
Larry Davis. I don't know who the hell that is. But you go ahead and you blow that horn for your guy, Larry Davis, man. Tell me how that works out. Oh, my God. Talking with Rami Makhlouf from the Score North here on the Fan. That, by the way, is just very weird to say. Let's talk about a couple
of. It's the first time you said it.
I've been saying it all week, promoting the fact you were coming on.
I'm sorry.
This is the thing here. So you've got the T-Wolves, you've got the Twins. You haven't really been into Viking season, but spring training is here. Brewers and played the Cubs, obviously, earlier today. Where is it as far as fandom goes in Minneapolis right now? Is it really all about the Twins? Because even that doesn't excite me.
It doesn't excite you? Well, you're not out here. Why would it excite you?
Well, I'm following it now that you're out there, so I'm kind of just watching and seeing what they're doing. I did the same thing when Vernier left the Big Show. I was all over watching the Kansas City sports scene and seeing what's going on. And then eventually, over the course of time, you just lose interest in doing it, so you stop. But yeah,
often text me stuff that happens in Minnesota sports before I even see it.
Correct. And I'm trying to help you do your job.
I actually had no idea. Based on Rami's Twitter, I had no idea the Timberwolves were even a team anymore, because it's all, what's his name, Astudillo highlights?
Oh, man. I love me some Williams Astudillo. He's my new favorite baseball player.
Who? Who?
He plays for the Twins.
He plays for the Twins?
Yeah, he plays for the Twins. And in between, I guess, his at-bats or whatever, he just runs up into the stands, grabs some hot dog and relish.
What?
And comes back down. The dude is built like an absolute bowling ball.
What? This is not real.
It's a real dude. Check his
Are
Twitter
you
right
sure
now.
It's not
Go
a...
Go to his Twitter right now. I bet you don't even have to scroll 24 hours to find a highlight of
Are
this
you
dude.
Sure it's not a like a bit or something they do?
No.
I mean, I was being sarcastic about actually running up into the stands.
Really, he doesn't really go into the stands and eat hot dogs, but I'm sure I would. There's a good possibility there are hot dogs consumed during the game. He's a big boy.
Really?
He's a big boy. He's fun to watch, yeah.
But what position does he play?
He's that's the crazy thing about it. He's like a super utility guy. He's like chubby super utility.
So cool.
So he's going to be the mascot in a couple of years.
It's so cool.
So that's what you're telling me. He's going to be the mascot. Well, that's cool. I mean, whatever.
You might have seen the highlight of him, Sparky. He made his major league debut last year. He was playing
they were playing the Cubs, and it was like 100 and some degrees. It was the hottest game of the year, and they ended up going like 14 innings or something like that. And Acevedo scored the winning run, chugging around third with his helmet flying off his head, and it was on all the highlight reels because he's a big boy. And he's
shades of junior third. Varsity Maklov.
All right. Well, there's that. Hey, and more importantly, you now have become invested in Kyle Troop of the PBA. And now got a little bowling going on in your life, huh?
Just because he has the greatest celebration in all of professional sports.
Picking his fro.
Strike.
Yep.
The dude hits a strike and, like, struts back to his seat, wiggling his hips.
Yep.
He pulls a pick out of his back pocket and starts picking his hair. It's amazing.
Yep.
It's
yeah.
the best thing in sports.
He didn't make the TV show for tomorrow, but it's a great
what?
TV finals tomorrow. Now
Why didn't he make?
I don't know.
I was just gonna say. I watched bowling last week.
You did?
Because of Kyle Troop.
That's right.
They lost a viewer.
I'm telling you, the Twitter traffic really picks up when that dude's on. There is no question. Him and Belmonte really pick up the social media. Now, Belmonte's on the show again because he's just been dominating for the last couple of weeks. But
I don't even know who that is. Does
Jason Belmonte, he's the one that throws with the two hands, the Australian dude that's been around forever and a day.
Does he have an afro?
No, but he's probably the greatest bowler to ever bowl. Yeah, probably the greatest bowler ever. And we'll talk more about that tomorrow, Castle Lane, Spare Time Bowling Show from 9 to 10. And our time is up because I have other things to do, like talk to Matt Velasquez of the Journal Sentinel about Milwaukee teams.
Up.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
Did you want to talk about something else?
Well, I just got here. What do you mean time is up?
Do you have anything else to add to the show or not?
I mean, no, probably not.
All right, then. Goodbye. Enjoy the rest of your night. Hey, by the way, congratulations. Yeah. You said you had a great comedy debut last week.
I did. It was a lot of fun. I headlined my first show out here on Wednesday. And Sparky, they don't clean the roads out here. That is something I did want to tell you. Milwaukee is much better at cleaning their roads than they do here in Minneapolis. So I expected nobody to be there. It was a full house, great lineup, great night. People seemed to enjoy my work. So, yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Maybe that's why they don't clean their roads, because people don't care. They're just going to go out in it regardless.
That's a very Alaska thing to do.
Alaska doesn't clean their roads either?
It's a losing effort. You'll never clear it all, so they just don't do it.
Really?
It's crazy. It's like every man for himself out here when it snows.
Yeah, that's not good. Well, at least you got a good
like
car.
Fargo.
You got a good car to get through that stuff at least.
And I have underground parking in my apartment building, so it's not as big an obstacle for me as it is for some, but it's still a pain.
I swear to God,
that's nice.
First time you don't go shopping in a grocery store and you got people delivering your groceries, we're done. We're all done. That is the end.
No, I have a grocery store across the street from my building. I don't have to drive anywhere. It's great. Everything's in walking distance. It's amazing.
You know, I don't know. I'm just looking at the top 24. I don't know if Kyle Troop bowled this week. I'll have to go back and look. Because remember...
Yeah, he had a hand injury, didn't he?
Well, he had the injury where he... Did you hear about that? Mandela didn't hear about this. This dude went on to a treadmill and decided that he wanted to turn this bad boy up and see if he could make it. Mandela, it was
15 miles an hour.
Yeah. It turned it up as fast as it could go. He flew off of the treadmill and slammed himself into a wall. Like a cartoon. Yeah. Who does that? Kyle Troop.
That's not the injury that they were talking about last week when I actually watched bowling for the first time of my life. Because then he had some sort of hand fake that happens to bowlers often.
Yeah.
I'll
have to go back and look and see if he was even in qualifying this week. I didn't watch flow bowling, watch the qualifying during the week, but I didn't see him in the top 24. So if he did bowl, he didn't bowl well enough to get to the top 24. So, all right, Robbie.
Letting me know he's not bowling tomorrow, so I don't go through the trouble of turning it on.
Yeah. What show are you on?
I do a lot of shows, but my Monday through Friday show is Mackie and Judd with Rami, 4 to 6.
Mackie and Judd with Rami.
It makes it sound like you're going to be gone real quick.
What?
Like you're just a special guest. Like you're on like a 6-month contract, and then you're going to have to go like screen calls or something.
I mean, you never know. You never know.
With Rami, it's like a sandwich with Miracle Rami. Whip. It's only okay.
Oh, my God, Ben Dell is in rare form. All right, buddy. Thanks for coming on, man. I appreciate it. Continued success out there.
Thanks, boys. Talk to you soon.
You betcha. Take care. There he is, Rami Makhlouf. Used to be a part of a really, really good show called The Big Show. Now Bebby Tausch is doing it instead. Join us on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
If you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank, providing simply local, common sense lending to your community since 1935.
That dude is going to be a rock star. It may not be in radio. It may be on the comedy
scene. I
thought
you were talking about the bowling dude that fell off the treadmill.
Kyle Troop?
Yeah.
He's definitely going to be a rock star. But I'm telling you, Rami Makhlouf, mark my words, he'll end up with like a comedy special at some point later in life.
He's funny.
He is really, really good.
You go see
and
any of his
just
stuff?
Just a matter now of getting the right guy to see him at the right time, and it's going to be on. Huh?
Do you go and see any of his stuff that he's done?
Before Jackson, I saw quite a few of his stuff, yeah.
Yeah.
And then Jackson came along, and it's hard finding babysitting and everything else, and that doesn't happen really anymore. But, yeah, he is really, really funny. He has improved dramatically since the first time I was at that show. He's really, really good. And there are going to be a lot of people laughing in Minneapolis for a long time as long as he's up there. Let's go inside the locker room.
We're heading into the Bucks locker room to hear what the players saw on the court. Sponsored by Precision Sports. Specializing in the delivery, installation, removal, and repair of basketball hoops, exercise equipment, game tables, and backyard playgrounds. Go to PrecisionSportsOnline.com.
All right, let's get the win tonight, 140 to 128. Matt Velasquez, the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, comes up in a couple of minutes. First, let's hear from Bucks point guard Eric Bledsoe tonight on the night. Bledsoe, 6 of 11, 1 of 4 from 3, 16 points, 7 assists, 5 boards, 2 steals. Here is Eric Bledsoe.
Seemed like in the fourth quarter you guys really turned up the defense. What was the difference between the first three quarters and the last one in terms of your defensive play as a team?
Winning time. No matter how we play throughout the game, we know the fourth quarter is, winning time. We got to, take care of it.
I know in the past we've heard Bud will come in and yell at halftime sometimes. Other times we've heard he's very calm and said, you guys know you're better than that. What option did he go with tonight?
He actually had a good he always had a good spirit, but he wasn't mad. He was just telling us, we need to pick it up. He really didn't go through family. No. He just brought it in, cheered everybody up. And, we just came out to play with that enthusiasm.
Is having different, a lot of people talk about the Warriors, for instance, the team that can turn it off and turn it on. A lot of those upper echelon teams have that ability. Is that a learned behavior, being able to be down and flip the switch? Or is that just something that comes
together? I think it's growth. We've been in situations where we let teams come back. And we've been in situations where we were struggling all games, such as last night. Last game, we had to, gut it out. So we knew, we had to, pick it up at some point. And that's just all his growth, I feel like.
Bucks win 140 to 128. Coming up next, we'll hear from Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel and get his thoughts on this game that was a lot closer than people thought for three quarters until the Bucks turned it on defensively there in the fourth and pulled away for the victory. That's up next on the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show presented to you by
Screaming Sicilian Frozen Pizza.
Just want to make sure you're paying attention. Back after this on The Fan.
This guy's on the inside. After every game, listen to the Pick and Save Pro Hoops postgame show for the latest from JS Online's Matt Velasquez. Brought to you by the law offices of Thomas Morola. This is Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
.140, .128 Bucks over the T-Wolves. Joining us now, Anthony Velasquez from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. Did I just say Anthony Velasquez?
Yeah.
Did you? Anthony Tolliver didn't block my dunk.
Matt Velasquez. I don't know why. Anthony Simonson was the bowler just promoted in the Spirit Time Bowling Show promo for tomorrow. And I was talking bowling to good old Mandela here off the air. Velasquez, you watch bowling at all?
I have not. Actually, I was just talking about watching bowling today. I do enjoy witnessing a good bowling performance. It doesn't take much to impress me, but I definitely appreciate the skill involved.
Yeah, man, it's gonna be a good show tomorrow. They got a good group of five tomorrow on the
Fox Sports 1 broadcast tomorrow afternoon. Okay, so the Bucks get the win tonight. And I was saying earlier, we were talking about X factors of the game. Obviously, the defense finally doing something there in the fourth quarter helps. But I'm sorry, if you can get the offensive performance and rebounding that you got from Mirotić and Ilyasova in the playoffs, this team is going to be difficult to beat.
Oh, absolutely. When you have those two guys combining for 30 points off the bench, you know, knocking down a whole bunch of threes and you know, mucking things up on the inside, grabbing boards, you know, Ersan took at least one charge. I mean, just all the things that they were doing were big helps off the bench on a night where a lot of the Bucks bench was kind of a mess. I mean, they were getting toasted by, you know, Anthony Tolliver and Derrick Rose for a lot of the game when they had bench on bench matchups. But, you know, just the contributions from those guys when they mixed in with Giannis, some of the starters, I mean, they were huge tonight.
How big of a concern is it if George Hill is out for any length of time?
I mean, he could be out for a little while. I mean, an adductor, you know, could keep you out for a few weeks. And obviously that changes their, you know, their rotation and it gives them one guy they've relied upon a lot since he got here. You know, they don't know right now what the extent is or how long he'll be out. He was able to keep playing on it after it happened, at least from my view, from when I believe it happened. It was about 2 minutes left in the first quarter. You know, but we'll have to see, you know, where he's at over the next couple of days heading into the 5-game road trip.
One last question. Your thoughts on Ja Rule?
Oh, man. Ja Rule was, like, totally like somebody I listened to a lot back. I mean, I was in middle school at the time that he got big. You know, so that was fun. I was pretty hyped to see him at halftime. Though they had the whole Fyre Festival thing. I watched the documentary. Definitely pretty shady in that regard. but, you know, you can't divorce those two things. But you know, musically, you know, I mean, I'm here for it. Ethically, not so much.
Yeah, never listened to anything by Ja Rule. I don't think
I just had to Google who that was.
In my entire life, I don't think I've ever heard anything by Ja Rule. Maybe I have on the radio and didn't know it was Ja Rule. Who knows? Hey, thanks so much.
I'm sure you have.
I'm probably, yeah. I'll talk to you again Monday night, buddy.
All right, can't wait.
There is Matt Velasquez of the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
And again, if you're looking to buy, build, renovate, or refinance in 2019, look no further and call Great Midwest Bank today. Great Midwest Bank providing simply local common sense lending to your community since 1935.
Sponsored by Forward Financial Partners. Moving forward together. Find your way at ffpwi.com.
Monday night in Chicago against the Bulls. Not as big of a deal now that Jabari Parker's gone in my mind, but this Bulls team coming around little by little. Markkanen tonight against Boston. They beat the Celtics 126-116. Boy, Markkanen was 35-15 tonight. 12 of 20 shooting. Oh, but wait. Zach LaVine had 42 points. 6 boards, 4 assists on 17 of 29 from the field. Yeah, that's going to be it. Those two guys single-handedly did it. Robin Lopez, 17-6, 4 assists for them. And literally nothing else from really anybody else on the team. 4 for Chris Dunn. Otto Porter Jr. didn't score in 14 minutes. I don't know if he got hurt or why he only played 14 minutes, but that was about it. So we'll see what happens. Again, like we were talking about earlier tonight, I expect another Bucks victory on Monday night. Thanks so much for listening. Appreciate it. I'm Steve Sparky Fiver. He's Anthony Mandela, chairman of the one-man fan club of DJ Wilson. Might be the lone member, I guess, right? Evan?
Yeah.
He's hanging in there, though. Being a trooper.
Do you count Mitch? Because he was the mayor.
You're right. So there's two. Right. There's two.
I'm fine with being the only member. That kind of makes it an exclusive club for me, and I'm totally on board with
right.
that.
Right. Yeah, yeah. Well, we'll check in with Mayor Mitch next time we see him and see if he's still in the fan club or not, but not going to see DJ Wilson much anymore unless somebody gets hurt. Thanks so much for listening. Tomorrow morning, 9 o'clock, Castle Lane Spare Time Bowling Show. Before that, Faith in the Zone with Mike McGivern at 8 o'clock. College Basketball Show with Don Wachilis at noon. Enjoy the rest of your evening. Toodles.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. you tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.